happened if he were killed instead of just injured?
Be terrible.
It was car versus motorcycle.
You were making a left turn. He had the right of way. It's easy.
So this is where our problem lies.
Then they meet the judge head on.
When I made my turn, he was not there.
They didn't drop him down from a balloon. He was coming straight. I actually think he was probably going too fast, right?
Yes, ma'am, I was speeding.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old motorist Ariel Melick is suing motorcyclist 23-year-old Joshua Filmer for an accident on the road. Joshua claims the accident was Ariel's fault.
Order. All rise.
Case number 250 on the calendar, the matter of Melick versus Filmer.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Okay, it's easy. Each one of you claimed that the other is responsible for an automobile accident. You were on a motorcycle?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were driving in your car?
Correct.
You were driving in your car, and you were planning on making a left-hand turn onto Southeast Imlay Avenue, mm-hmm. and you stopped in the left-hand lane. The defendant is coming straight, so he clearly has the right of way because you were making a left turn. We all know that because we took basic driver's ed. If you're going to make a left-hand turn, and I assume that there is no traffic light or stop sign there.
There's not.
Right? Well, you made your left turn, and according to you, because I see the little chart over there, the defendant clipped the rear of your car, causing damage. He's coming. He clearly has the right of way, because he's coming straight. They didn't drop him down from a balloon. He was coming straight. So he had the right of way, and you're suing him for the damage to your car. And Mr. Filmer is counterclaiming for his injuries because he was, in fact, injured.
Yes, Your Honor.
And his bike was also damaged. So he's counterclaiming. So I want you to both raise your hands to tell me which of you has insurance. Who had insurance on the day of the accident? Did you submit these claims to your insurance company? What did they tell you? That's what you have insurance for, right?
Right. My insurance company came to the decision that I was not at fault for the accident, and his insurance company came to the decision that he was not at fault for the accident. So this is where our problem lies.
That's basically what happened. You were making a left turn. He had the right of way. He clipped your car because you didn't quite get through. He was going too fast to stop to avoid you. He says there were cars behind him, so he was going to get smashed, right?
The thing is
right?
that...
Yes, Your Honor.
So, you were going too fast to stop to avoid her, clipping her, and she was making a left turn when the road wasn't totally clear.
Yes, Your Honor.
So what do you want from me? Your insurance company says, you know, pox on both your houses. What do you want from me?
Can I speak?
They're right. That's their business. They know who's at fault.
The thing is that I have a police report that's in dead.
Do you understand? I mean, does that make sense to you?
It absolutely makes sense.
There's more to the story, I assure you. There's more to the story.
What's more to the story?
The thing is that when I made my turn, he was not there. There were two cars.
So where did they, just a minute, where do you think he came from?
The cars were like this, and he came shooting between the two cars.
Who cares? That's what you say, and it's very possible.
I have on the police report.
Just a second, and that's very possible. But you didn't wait for everybody to clear. You didn't wait for it to all clear before you made your left turn. That's why his insurance company says you were making the left turn. He had the right of way.
The thing is that when I made my turn and he came shooting through the two cars, the cars were far enough back at that point for me to make my turn. And I have those witness statements from the people in the cars.
They have to be here. Were they here?
No, but their interviews are on the police report, and I thought that would be sufficient evidence for you to look at.
I actually think he was probably going too fast.
Which he admitted to.
Right?
Yes, ma'am, I was speeding.
Right. So, and if you weren't speeding, you wouldn't have gotten injured. Tell me about your injuries.
I dislocated my left shoulder from the impact.
That's very painful.
Yes, ma'am.
Very painful for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it worth it?
No, ma'am.
Of course not. I mean, if you're riding a motorcycle, you're supposed to adhere to the same rules mm-hmm. of the road that a car is, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you feel when you hit her car? I mean, aside from being in pain, what did you say to her?
Initially, I don't actually remember speaking to her the night of the accident. Yeah, I was laying on the ground, not doing much of anything other than treating myself for shock. I spoke to a gentleman who I presume is the gentleman she brought with her, the passenger to her vehicle. But I spoke to police officers and generally felt in pain.
Did you feel responsible?
I did not.
Wait, let me ask you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
She was making a left turn, mm-hmm. and it wasn't completely clear, but there's no stop sign over there, and mm-hmm. there's no traffic light over there. And if she saw cars, and they were far enough away in the distance for her to have made that turn, I mean, unless you were like a bullet. Were you like a bullet?
No, ma'am.
What time of the day or night was this?
It was 9:30 or so.
In the morning or at night?
Evening.
In the evening, so it was dark?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, that's a problem. That would be your problem. But, you know, if you're weaving in and out, so you actually wove around the cars that were in front of you.
I made a legal lane change.
A legal lane change?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that.
There were two cars that were spaced with enough space that I could legally make a lane change.
Just a second. Could you have gotten in between them with a car?
I could have.
You could have?
A smart car.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, Mrs. Smart Car, your counterclaim's dismissed.
Yes, ma'am.
As well it should be. Because, you know, you're a little bit reckless on the motorcycle, so you probably really felt a little responsible for this. I assume you did, right?
A little bit, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, of course. Well, because you look like a nice enough man, so you probably felt a little responsible for it. What would have happened if he were killed instead of just injured?
It would be terrible.
It would be terrible.
I still don't feel that it was my fault, because there's no way that I can predict that someone's going to come shooting in between two cars like that. And at such a high rate of speed, so...
Yeah, you can, because didn't he have his lights on?
Well, there were two cars that were like this in front of him, so you can't really
see
someone.
That's what you call anticipating. You have to be able to anticipate, just like you have to be able to anticipate and be prepared for a child running out in the middle of two parked cars, or an animal running out between two parked cars, or something extraordinary happening. I'd like to see what your insurance company said, yours and yours.
I have a voicemail message.
I don't want to hear a voicemail message. I want to see a report from the insurance company.
They never provided me with any...
Well, that's a problem. Then I'll read his. Well, this doesn't say that they've denied your coverage. Where does it say that?
I do not recall saying that they denied my coverage. They did not pay for my medical expenses and the deductible on the motorcycle.
Well, where is that letter?
That would be from her insurance company denying my claim.
This is from her insurance company?
That was from mine, ma'am. It was from my insurance adjuster.
Do you have any other documents from your insurance company?
I have the assessment of the value of the motorcycle.
And that's it?
Yes, ma'am. I also have pictures that the adjusters took of both vehicles.
I'd like to see them. Do you have photographs as well?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it. How long have you been riding a motorcycle, sir?
I've been riding one for 3 years.
Are you going too fast, Mr. Filmer?
I was speeding by about 5 miles an hour, ma'am.
Well, that's what you admit to.
Mm-hmm.
10.
So if you were speeding the other cars that you were weaving in and out of to pass, how fast do you think they were going? Under the speed limit?
Yes, ma'am. They were doing about 40, according to their police report.
And so you were doing 45?
I was doing 50, ma'am.
You were doing 50. So you were going 10 miles faster than the other cars that were traveling there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any reason for that? Were you in a big rush?
I was going to work.
So what were you speeding for?
I have no excuse.
Great. Well, you know, if what you're asking me to do is assess blame, that's hard to do. You were making a left turn. You didn't see his headlights. His headlights were clearly on. There's no question his headlights were on. It was dusk. You should have seen his headlights, and you should have waited an extra couple of seconds because you could have cleared the intersection. He was speeding, and I have a sense weaving his motorcycle in and out of the traffic lanes, which, as a person who's been driving for more years than the two of you have been born, I can tell you is really annoying. I think anybody who drives a car and who's had an unpleasant experience, and I've had many pleasant experiences with motorcycle drivers who were perfectly reasonable on the road, but many of them think that they're driving, you know, a bicycle, that they could just weave in and out, and they make everybody else uncomfortable. Is that what you were doing that day? Probably.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
This young woman wants to go to law school. She said, do I have to know math as well as English, or is English really the most important thing? So I actually answered this email. I said, you don't have to know math. All you have to do is have a good sidekick.
Real cases, real people.
Judge Judy. Motorist Ariel Melick says motorcyclist Joshua Filmer caused an accident on the road. Joshua claims Ariel made a left turn in front of him, and he is countersuing for his damages.
Yeah, you were going 10 miles faster than the other cars around you and exceeding the speed limit and weaving in and out of cars. You were making other people uncomfortable. But I think that you were making a turn, and you did have a certain responsibility to make sure that everything was clear. If I had to assess blame for this accident, it would rest on that side. So you get a Zippo on your counterclaim. Now, I do think that you have a partial responsibility, Ms. Mellon, for what happened, because you were, in fact, making a left turn, and you're supposed to wait until everything is clear. But you can't anticipate somebody who's driving in what may be perceived to be in a moderately erratic way. Not terribly erratic, but in a moderately erratic way. So the damages to your car were $2,800, so, and I'm going to award you $1,400 to fix it. Thank you very much. Your counterclaim is dismissed. That's all.
Why does that excuse you, Stephanie?
I think that her judgment was fair.
She is a fair lady, so.
I would not classify myself as reckless.
He was actually going 55 miles per hour, and the cars were going the speed limit.
I believe I was driving the way that the traffic conditions would allow me to.
I'm just glad that he ended up, you know, only having minimal injuries.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Sankey Benson. Step forward.
Jody Johnson is suing her former tenants, Amy Sankey, and her boyfriend, James Vinson, for rent and damages they caused to her home.
All right, Ms. Johnson, the defendant was your tenant, you, and your last name is?
Sankey.
And you were living in the plaintiff's rental property with a daughter?
Yes.
At some point, your daughter moved out and the boyfriend moved in. You're the boyfriend.
Yes, ma'am.
According to you, and I really don't care about this, Ms. Johnson didn't like the boyfriend. You had been friends, sort of?
Amicable.
Amicable. In any event, Ms. Johnson gave you notice that she was taking back her property, allegedly for the purposes of selling it, which was fine. Ms. Johnson says that you stayed beyond the term that you were supposed to stay by 2 weeks, and she used your security deposit, which was, I assume, a month's rent, $1,500, to use for that last month's rent. But she said when she went to the house, there was substantial property damage that she wants you to pay for. That's what the case is about, right? Okay. So on what date did you move out?
I believe it was July 14th.
So that you owed for the month of July, since you moved out on July 14th. If you're there at 12:01 on July 1st, you owe for the whole month of July. So did you pay July's rent?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Was your deposit that you left equal to a month's rent?
More than.
How much was the deposit that you left?
$1,500.
And how much was your rent?
$895.
So you had more than enough for a month's rent to cover July's rent, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And other than that, they were current on their rent?
No, they didn't pay June or July.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that you owe 2 months' rent. And so minimally, if my math is right, Bert, figure this out, $900. So it's $1,800 for 2 months, and they had $1,500, so they owe at least $300 in rent.
Good.
Right? Perfect.
Good.
Thank you. I got an email today. You know, I read my emails that I get from our Facebook page, and this young woman wanted to go to law school.
Right.
But she wasn't very good in math. She said, do I have to know math as well as English, or is English really the most important thing? So I actually answered this email. I said, you don't have to know math. All you have to do is have a good sidekick.
I appreciate that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Vinson, I haven't looked at the pictures, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at your face and I'm saying to myself, he knows what's coming when I see those pictures.
No, ma'am.
Good. Then I'm wrong.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jody Johnson says former tenants Amy Sankey and boyfriend James Vinson moved out owing for rent. She also claims the couple trashed her home.
All right. So minimally, you owe her $300. And that's if you left the house in pristine condition. You would agree with that, right? If you didn't pay June, you didn't pay July, and it's $900 a month, and you had $1,500 deposit, right? That means you owe her $300. Am I registering?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I registering? And that's if there was no damage other than wear and tear in the house. If there was any damage that was more than just wear and tear, you would owe additional money for the additional damage, since you've already eaten up your security deposit in the rent you didn't pay. I just want to make sure we're all on the same wavelength. Are we all on the same wavelength?
Yep.
Mr. Vincent, are we on the same wavelength?
Yes,
speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So now I would like to see what damage you are complaining about.
Here's some pictures before. I put that actually on the Craigslist ad.
Okay.
And then when they moved out, and here is a list of damages.
Mr. Vincent, I have a feeling from looking at your face that I'm not going to like these pictures, and I haven't seen them yet. Mr. Vincent, I haven't looked at the pictures, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at your face, and I'm saying to myself, he knows what's coming when I see those pictures.
No, ma'am.
Good. Then I'm wrong. Looks like a lovely house.
Thank you.
These are the befores. Would you show these, please, to Ms. Sankey and Mr. Vincent? These are what the ad looked like from Craigslist when you moved into the house.
Yes, ma'am.
How'd the window get broken?
What window?
How did the window get broken, window one? How did the window get broken? What is this, when you say in living room, what does this mean?
Oh, that's just a hole in the wall.
How'd the hole get in the wall?
I don't know what hole you're talking about.
Who smokes?
Both of us. Outside.
Well, this isn't outside. It's in the basement. Did you leave any stuff in the house?
Not that I'm aware of.
Would you show this to the defendants, please? Just show that to them.
That didn't look like that.
No.
Did you leave any property in the house? Is my question.
No, Your Honor.
Not in the house.
Nothing. Is what you're telling me, you left nothing in the house?
Not inside the house.
Do you take any prescribed medication?
No, ma'am.
Where did you leave your property?
I didn't leave anything.
You said not in the house. That was a qualifier. Where did you leave stuff?
The lawnmower in the backyard. Honestly. I left it there.
I don't believe you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, do either one of you know how to clean? Do either one of you know how to clean?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Vincent?
I'm a ship and receiver for a window manufacturer.
And how long have you been doing that?
About 7 years.
The same place?
Yes.
Do you have an office?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you keep an office like a pig pen?
Not at all.
Well, this is a pig pen.
It's not how we left it, Your Honor.
Really? Show me the pictures of how you left it.
I don't have any.
Why don't you have it?
I didn't think we'd need it. We left. We weren't contacted for 2 months after we were gone. At any time, if there was any issue, she could have called us and taken care of it. It wasn't until 2 months later that she got a hold of us.
Did you leave a forwarding address?
She has our phone number. She could have got a hold of us anytime.
Is what you're telling me the day that they moved out, this is what was there?
Yes.
The day that they moved out?
Yes, and I had spoke with Amy, and she said, oh, give me a few more days. I want to get the stuff out of the garage, and I'll scrub, and I'll clean. And then they never showed up. And
so you spoke to her the day they moved out?
The night before.
The night before?
The night before.
Tell me about the conversation.
I just said, would the house be ready for me to come in? And I was actually talking about the 15th. And she said, we'll be out by tomorrow, but could you give me 2 extra days to get the rest of the stuff out of the garage? And I just want to scrub and clean. And I said, yeah, I can do that. I said, I'm still going to come through tomorrow. So when I went,
didn't hear the last thing that you said.
That I was still going to go into the house on the 15th.
Okay.
Okay. So when I went in, I mean, it was
This is what you
trashed.
Found when you went in on the 15th.
Yes. But I did on the 14th say I'll give her until the 16th to get at least the stuff out of the garage. And she never showed up. So I did try to call her again.
So this is the way the property was left?
Yes.
Disgusting people. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. An ex's escape from abuse?
He grabbed me, he shook me.
Or is she evading the truth?
I got struck, and that's when I started to bleed.
Who was more angry?
Judge Judy.
My boyfriend moved in, and we started having some problems. They just started being late on rent.
It just kept building?
Making up excuses over excuses.
We never got along from day one.
I have a feeling that she was getting on drugs. I confronted her.
She kept asking if I needed help and what was going on.
He didn't like that too well.
When she snapped, she expects people to jump. I wouldn't jump.
I was concerned because she was trying to clean up her life, that he may influence her to get back on stuff.
I have nothing bad to say about her. She was good to me.
I'm tired of helping out people that don't appreciate it.
She could have called us at any time and handled it some other way other than coming here and wasting everybody's time.